Let's go to then May the 22nd of 2018, and you decided, right, hike day, out we go.
Yeah, I was halfway through my 3 week stay, and pretty much every day was a hike day, but this was a longer hike that I'd planned. So it was an hour and a half drive across the national park, and then the hike itself should have taken about 4 hours in and out. So it was like a big day trip. I was very excited about it.
Were you well prepped?
I thought I was well prepped for a day trip. I had 5 liters of water, although I left a liter behind in the car and I took four in with me. Mm-hmm. And I had a hiking stick and I had my sunscreen and my sun hat and it's a bit of food. So I was all set to go.
You sound like somebody who knows what they're doing, so that's a good start. And off you set then onto your walk or your trek. And tell us a little bit about getting to the point where it all went a little askew, to say the least.
I was a couple of miles into the trail, and I knew that there was going to be some scrambling, so clambering over rocks. So the trail at some point came to this big stack of boulders, which are everywhere in this part of the desert, the low desert. And so I didn't think anything of it. I mean, I'm used to climbing over rocks. So up I went. I climbed to the top of this stack of boulders and saw the valley kind of fall away around me. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. But also, gosh, this trail is a little bit difficult. And I didn't realize at that point I'd gone off the trail by about a mile. I'd taken a wrong turn somewhere, which is, it's very easy to do in the desert. It all looks very much the same.
Sure. And but now you're off the beaten track. And what happened?
Well, then I thought, I need to get down the other side of this rock stack. And I was trying to get my footing to kind of climb across it. And I lost my footing. And I started to slip and slide towards the edge. And I fell 25 meters to the ground.